Sportsman.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate. You all right?
Yeah.
I like this. We're going rogue.
No Kevin today, is it?
No. And I, you know, I don't miss him. At all.
Neither do I.
You don't say that. He can hear you. Right, okay. So we are going rogue. The reason we're going rogue is because you love music, don't you? And you love records. There's even an album in front of your face right now.
Yeah.
The reason we're going rogue is because fairly soon it's going to be Record Store Day across the UK. And where we record here at Pollard Yard in Manchester in Ancoats area, there is a record store on site.
Yeah.
A sat opposite you now. Is a chap called Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello, Jordan.
I was reading through my notes, right? And I have to ask you, you know the name for your record shop?
Yeah.
Vinyl Fetishes. Tell me, where did it come from?
That's my husband's fault. He's a bit creative. He likes it because it's a bit of a play on words. We think record collecting can be a bit of a habit and a bit of a bit of a kink for some people.
Yeah.
And so we like to have it as a bit of an addiction, a little play on words, something that'd stick in people's minds.
How did the idea for the shop come about?
So my husband was made redundant from his job and he wanted to create his own little place. And we've been collecting vinyls together for years.
Yeah.
And so it was natural for him to want to own a record shop. We can't buy the kind of music that we like in Manchester. We like pop, dance, R&B, and everything's indie or rock, and which is great, but it's not for us. So we wanted to make somewhere where we could buy stuff from.
Because they don't have your little record shops in Manchester, do they? They have these shops where they hike the prices up, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah, I get why their prices are a bit higher. They've got bigger overheads than what we have. So I can understand it, but as a buyer, it's a little bit frustrating.
I know.
So we want to keep the prices down as well.
You want to be kind to the wallet as well, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We know how expensive it is, record collecting.
How did your record journey start? Like, what was the first record you bought, maybe?
My very first, going back a long time, my very first record was MC Hammer's Adam's Groove. It's not a cool one at all.
Can I just say, it's on my playlist. I like the cheesy stuff.
It's an honest
answer. You'll have to explain that one a bit more, because the only song I know by MC Hammer is You Can't Touch This.
Unfortunately, I don't remember the lyrics, otherwise I'd be able to sing it for you, but it was from the first Addams Family movie.
Right. My first record was, it's in front of me, as you can see. I'll put a picture up on the website. It's The Jam, All the Mud Cons.
That's a lot cooler than my first buy.
I love Paul Weller, you see, and I like it. I like all his bands, but because he's been in the Style Council as well. But I do like kind of go more towards his jam stuff rather than his solo stuff.
Yeah.
And my favourite song off that album is Down in the Tube Station at Midnight.
Okay.
Have you got a favourite jam song?
I don't know a lot about the jam.
No.
One of my favourite things about the shop is that I get to learn so much more about other musical artists that I've never experienced before, so.
Oh, that leads me, that has just popped a question into my head.
Okay.
You know, when you started the shop, was there like any artist what you discovered like through selling their music, but you thought, oh, I'll have a listen to that myself?
There's a few, but the one that jumps to mind is a lady from America called Anastasia. Not Anastasia, who was big in the 90s and 2000s.
No.
Anastasia. She released an album last year called Tether. It's quite folksy. Not my usual kind of music at all, but she got such a powerful voice.
We all have one. What's your favourite album of all time?
Oh, I think Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill. I love that album.
I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it. What songs are on it?
Her big ones, I guess, are Hand in Your Pocket or You Ought to Know.
Yeah.
They're probably the biggest two singles from it.
Have you got one that you might want to recommend me?
Michelle David and the True Tones. Sort of 60s Motown with a little bit of gospel. It was only released last month, but it sounds really old school and it's so good.
I might need to write that down, or I can just get my PA to write it down for me later. Now, aside from all the records that you mentioned and all the ones you've got, is there anything on your record wish list?
There is. Every record store day, I'm kind of hoping that there's certain albums that are going to get released for it.
Yeah.
And still, there is... Kylie did an EP with somebody called Garaby. about 10 years ago. And right. It's never been released on vinyl, and I would love that to be released on vinyl, so that's what I'm holding out for.
I'm a big Kylie fan, and I've never heard of that.
Oh, check those. Jeez. There's about 3 or 4 songs she's done, and they're so good.
Some homework I've got to do now.
I know. So one of mine is, I've got it on CD, but I want it on vinyl. I want St. Jude by the Cortinas.
Okay.
I love that album.
That would be a good pressing, I think.
I've been seeing the Cortinas.
Okay.
2 times. Once I went to the MEN. I don't think it's called the MEN anymore. What's it called?
The AO now.
Yeah, that's it. I went when it was called the MEN Arena, and then I went to an open air gig at Heaton Park.
Oh, nice.
That was a nightmare.
I love an open air gig up there.
If you've been to a concert, have you got any memorable concerts that you have been to?
Yeah, so 2 that jump to mind. The first one is Dido. I saw her in the Albert Hall. She's someone I never thought I would see live.
Yeah.
So to see her in such a setting was amazing.
Oh, now you're on today. Did she sing Stan?
No. Oh. No, she didn't.
No.
Sadly, I was hoping for that, but no.
Yeah, but I don't think he would have been there, would he?
No, no, I can't imagine it.
It's too big to be there.
But the other one was, again, I'm going to mention Kylie. She played the Castlefield Bowl.
Oh.
So to see her singing The Locomotion as a train goes past and how excited she got, that was a great moment.
Is that there anymore, the Castlefield Bowl?
It is. They do the festival every year, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool place to have a live show.
Record Store Day, how did you get involved in it?
So that was when we opened the shop. That was my big ambition, that we were going to do Record Store Day. It's something I've been attending for about 10 years now, so I really wanted us to do it. So we as soon as we could, we found out how to participate. And basically it's one governing body looks after all the record labels and record shops in the UK,
right?
And they help to run it, so we just signed up to become members of them.
I really should have researched this, but I tried to find something on it, but I just couldn't find anything. Do you know how it started?
I don't. That's something I would like to look up, actually. I'd like to find out about that.
I'm gonna go home and try again, me, when I've done this. You've got the event coming up at Pollard Yard on the day. What will be happening in your shop across the day?
So we will open from 8 a.m.
Right.
All record stores in the UK that are participating have to open at 8 a.m. to start trading and start selling. So we're expecting some people will be sleeping out overnight to get
really?
There.
God, it's not really? Easy. Yeah. Is it that big a deal?
Apparently so.
Wow.
Last year, 10 p.m. the night before, we had people lining up outside.
No way!
They wow. were
desperate to get their hands on that Wicked soundtrack.
So why are they doing that? Is it because you've got something there that is very rare, or have they ordered these things?
No, so it's first come, first serve, and everything is released in lower quantities. So, for example, last year, the Wicked soundtrack, there were 1,000 allocated to the whole of the UK. There's around about 380 shops.
Yeah.
So that's not a lot of copies for each shop. And with it being first come, first serve, the people were eager to be the first in line.
And are these like special edition?
They are.
Sort of, yeah. So it's really worthwhile getting your hands on these.
These releases are only put to indie record shops on this one day of the year. No other shops can get it. HMV, Amazon, no one like that can get it.
And this is publicised around the UK. Is it BBC Six Music?
BBC Six, they're involved.
So they're sort of like behind the whole thing.
Exactly.
But for me, that is what record collecting is about. People who really, really love records for what they are and finding hidden gems. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. And I've always looked at it like this, even before having a record shop. If it's not meant to be that I own that record, then it's not meant to be.
No.
If I turn up at a shop and it's not in stock anymore, then so be it.
I've got like a wish list, but I do like finding gems, because you can go in a record shop and trawl through the various crates for hours, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I love.
What was the last gem?
I don't think you need to be doing that anymore. You just phone this guy.
I know.
You've got an in.
I know.
You've got an in now.
I've got an opening.
What was your last gem that you found?
Oh, there's a story behind this. It's called My Ding-a-ling by Chuck Berry.
Okay.
Oh, no. Do we have to?
And I'll tell you the story just to annoy Andrew. Right, I used to sing it in a pub in Stanley Bridge with my co-host on my original podcast, Follow the Dream. And it just went from there.
Okay.
And then I had to get the record and hear the actual song.
It means something to you, so you have to own it then.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's that little story.
So, Record Store Day then.
Yeah.
So, Pollard Yard, which is where we're based as a recording studio.
Yeah.
You're obviously on site as well.
Yeah.
We have a bit of an open studio day, but all sort of built around you and your store.
It's so flattering and exciting.
So, what's going on?
Yeah, I think because there's naturally going to be more people up here, so why not take advantage of the day? All of the guys up here are going to be opening their studios up. Well, not all the guys, but some of them. Opening their studios up so people can check out what's happening up here. There's going to be food, there's going to be drink, there's going to be live music, and it's a really exciting time, I think, for Pollard Yard.
And I'll be open as well.
Excellent.
So anybody can pop in and say hello. Jordan.
Yeah. What?
I think this going rogue thing is good for us.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I enjoyed it.
Do we need to look at Kevin's contract?
Yeah.
Leave it with me.
Just rip it up.
Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Glenn.
Guys. Appreciate the time.
It's been a pleasure chatting to you and hearing about the record store, and I think you've got a new customer who will pop in every other Monday.
Welcome anytime.
Thank you. Halloween, Halloween.